Millions of Catholics around the world are devoted to him, and thousands can thank him for providing dignified and professional health care when they had nowhere else to turn. Padre Pio of Pietralcina died on September 23, 1968, but his legacy looks likely to endure for decades to come. This humble Capuchin priest, who many will remember for bearing the stigmata, the visible signs of Christ's passion, spent most of his life in the southeastern Italian town of San Giovanni Rotondo. Made a saint by Pope John Paul II in 2002, Padre Pio helped build the Home for Relief from Suffering, a large hospital that treats patients from all over Italy and abroad for a wide variety of illnesses. Well, I sat down with Father Gianluigi Pasquale, a Franciscan Capuchin friar of Padre Pio's own order, and author of the book Secrets of a Soul, Padre Pio's Letters to His Spiritual Directors. Father Pasquale told me that he had never taken much of an interest in Padre Pio until he was asked by his superior to prepare a series of conferences on the Capuchin friar. Father Pasquale was living in Germany at the time, and his task was to prepare German pilgrims who were coming to Italy for the beatification celebrations for Padre Pio. He confided to me that he was really taken aback by his superior's order, but that it soon became a very personal passion as he learned more and more about this simple priest from Pietralcina.
I answered to the superior, Paolo Stervite, "I don't know nothing about Padre Pio, because I never read nothing about him." And he told me, "You have to start." And I asked, "Why?" "Because even though you are not keen on Padre Pio, you are an Italian man, and so you have the facilities and the abilities to read his writings." So I started to read the letters, the famous epistolario, the collection of his letters, and I prepared two sermons in German, and I give these two sermons in Liebfrauen, which is a very famous Catholic church in Frankfurt from the Capuchins. There is a sanctuary, a shrine actually, and there was in the church a Jesuit father. I didn't know that there was a Jesuit father von München, the director of the review Geist und Leben, which means in English life and spirituality. And he recorded my conference in German, and he printed it.
He printed it?
Yes, oh, in this review. Hmm. And with a very big surprise, when I came back here in Rome, I was in Rome also to finish my doctorate at the Gregorian University, I saw the two articles. And this article were read in Milan from the director of the Paulinist Publishers House in Milan, Dr. Elio Guerriero, and he called me, asking me, "Would you like to write some books about Padre Pio? Because you have discovered the mystic of Padre Pio." That was my first link. And since then, I felt myself to be very, very protected from Padre Pio, very, very protected. I got in touch with him in a very, very deep way.
You say Padre Pio died in 1968. How old were you then? Were you even born?
I was born just a year before, 1967.
1967. Yes, so yes. You didn't have any way to know him except through these letters.
Exactly, exactly. And through these letters, I discovered two very particular characteristics of Padre Pio, that he has a very deep spirituality, which is named mystic or mystagogic, which means to lead people with the possibilities to be in touch with God. That is the mystic. And I would say that Padre Pio could be in the future a doctor of the church, but the main point, according to my point of view, which characterized Padre Pio, is that it was the first priest in the history of the church and also in the history of the world who was stigmatized, who has the stigmata. Because the first one, everybody knows, that was Saint Francis of Assisi, and Padre Pio as Capuchin is also a Franciscan, But St. Francis of Assisi was not a priest, was a deacon. Afterwards, there was a poor Clare Capuchins, Santa Veronica Giuliani, who had the stigmata in the 17th century. But the first Catholic priest, the first priest in absolute way of thinking, was Padre Pio. That means, according with my theological point of view, that to be priest stigmatized for Padre Pio belongs to be a part of Christ suffering on the Holy Cross, because a priest who has the stigmata is not like to be a normal man like Saint Francis, which is also holy, or Santa Veronica Giuliani.
You said that you think that he could become a doctor of the church. Why do you say that?
Normally, the Catholic Church declares somebody doctor of the church when they have a very own particular spirituality. And the Padre Pio, according to my theological point of view, has his own spirituality, which is to participate to the suffering, to the sufferings, to the penance with Jesus Christ on the Holy Cross. In fact, he received the stigmata, or the wound, on the 18 September 1918, just 4 days after the feast of elevation of the Holy Cross, which is on our calendar on 14th of September, and just 1 day before the 17th of September, when St. Francis received his first stigmata. And he was in the choir. After taking Holy Communion, he was alone, just in front of the Holy Cross, and he heard, as he has written his letters, the voice of Jesus Christ saying, "Would you like to take part to my sufferings for the world, for the human being?" And he said yes. And just in order to answer to your question, it happens during the First World War, 1918.
The First World War.
Exactly.
And he also lived through the Second World War. How did he live those two experiences?
In his letter, it is quite easy to find out, and it is quite understandable that he participated with sufferings for the destruction. So many families were destroyed from this Second World War, and he participated with his silence. If we well remember what happened in the history of the Church for Padre Pio, in that years, the Congregation of the Holy Faith asked him to stay in silence starting from 1939 up to 1946. It is not interesting to realize that is just the time when the Second World War happened. So he, with his obedience to the Catholic Church, he participated, to be in silence, because he was asked not to hear more confession, not to celebrate the Holy Mass in public.
Because there were some doubts about his authenticity, right?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. With his obedience, deep obedience with the Catholic Church, he has always said, "I want to be obedient to the Catholic Church." The newspaper of the Holy See, L'Osservatore Romano, has written a very interesting article about these things, because Pope Benedict XVI has opened the old archive, the Archivio Segreto Vaticano.
The secret archives of the Vatican.
Yes, yes, up to 1939. Mm-hmm. There is also a very good surprise and discovering that the Holy See has always had with Padre Pio a very protected behavior. The Holy See has always protected, as soon as possible, the Padre Pio pastoral service, and the apostolic visitator, who was a Carmelite, went to Padre Pio, and he has written a very interesting relationship. We can read the Osservatore Romano, in which he said Padre Pio is only a humble Franciscan, a true Capuchin, and a holy man. Which is, I think, is very important, because that is the voice and the report of the Holy See, not of our other kind of offices, you know.
Did you have the opportunity to read any of the letters that Padre Pio wrote, perhaps during those war years?
Yes, the letters that Padre Pio has written in for his epistolarium, which are now collecting four big volumes. And about these letters, he was always saying, especially to families, men and women who has known during the confessions, to accept what could be happen in their life, thinking that God, said Padre Pio, is doctor and medicine in the same time. That is a wonderful expression that I learned from Padre Pio. So the main purpose which we can find out in his letters, I mean the letters of Padre Pio, is just that he was always saying to the families to accept what could happen, and then that our first strength and energy is the prayer. The prayer, as written Padre Pio, could change the world, could change the events, could change really the history. In one letter he has written that the history is written not from big or important politician, but from the humble people, from the good families, and especially from our prayer.
Father Gianluigi Pasquale is a Franciscan Capuchin friar and author of the book Secrets of a Soul, Padre Pio's letters to his spiritual directors.